Welcome to 40 Ounce Review, show number six, right?
Number six,
and it took us about 6 months to put out show number six. So, once again, to the listening audience out there, we're back, and
So why has it been 6 months? You've been locked up or something?
Yeah, I've been on the wagon. I fell off the wagon, and here's what we do when you fall off the wagon. Crack that door.
On the wagon. Funny.
Well, so 40 Ounce Review, show number six with Jason and Al. We're back, and we're going to be catching up a little bit tonight. I haven't talked to you in, 2 months, actually, on the telephone or over our podcast.
There you go. Well, again, since you've been locked up.
Yeah, that's right. Or you've been locked up.
Yeah, see, now don't you worry about that.
Yeah. The job's keeping you locked up or something. Dude, you've been traveling the world, my friend.
There you go. So what's your 40 of choice?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See, you're slipping.
Yeah, I know. We haven't done a show in so long, I almost forgot the format.
You're the host.
40 Ounce Review. Our goal is to review a new 40 each week. And not each week. Every 6 months, we're going to review a new 40. But since it's been so long, I decided to revisit one of the 40s I've already reviewed and give it another shot here. So tonight, since I forgot what 40s I drank in the past 5 shows, I am going to pull out my brown paper bag here.
For you, it's probably O'Doul's.
No. O'Doul's Light. Let's get it straight.
St. Pauli, bitch.
I got the good old Colt 45, the Billy D. Williams show I'm revisiting this week.
Nice.
So I'm rocking the Colt 45 40-ounce, nice. Wrapped tightly in my paper bag to keep it nice and cold.
Right. Hey, you were telling me a little while ago that there's some listener that wanted you to purchase a 40 for him.
Oh, that's right. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, there's a listener out there, and unfortunately I can't remember his name right now, but one of the guys out on MySpace, he was looking for OE Ice 800 and a 40, and I know in Michigan we used to have that all the time. That's the one. I think that's the one, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the one with the Black Panther in the back in the label. After you got to the Panther, you knew you were pretty fucked up. So
memories.
Yeah, if anybody out there who's listening to this show has the ability to get a 40 of OE Ice 800, shoot us an email at 40OunceReview@gmail.com, and we'll hook you up with the listener who wants to pay for the 40, filled or empty. That's how desperate he is for this bottle. So
he said that filled or empty.
He said filled or empty, and
for an empty, he'll pay you like 15 cents, 5 cents more you can get.
Yeah, than the refund here in Michigan. So, anyways, yeah, hook us up if anybody has a connection to Old English. Isn't Old English made by Miller? Or is that Stroh's, or what is that?
Pabst.
Mm.
Based in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Didn't they get bought out or something? Or I don't know. You know that old deal. But anyways, enough of that. So, yeah, we're here each week, or every 6 months, to review a new 40 and give it a brown paper bag rating on a scale of 1 to 5 brown paper bags. So hopefully you enjoy the show and enjoy listening to us get fucked up.
There you go. Right? Very nice.
That's right. So so what have you been doing lately besides traveling?
Shit. Work. I think for the past few months I went to New York, Chicago, and that's the other day I just came back from Hong Kong.
Fuck, I know.
Nice.
I got
the conger
you sent. Yeah.
The conger.
How was it?
Nice.
It was, like you said, you thought you were going to the moon? It was going to be like...
Yeah, pretty much, because I've never been to Asia. It's crazy. Like one night, we had this really nice dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice, meaning this is completely foreign to me. There were like 6 dudes that come in with platters. Now, on each of the platters is like a baby pig.
Damn. You don't dig on the pork?
No, not really.
On the swine?
On the swine. It's like a Muslim or anything, but... So these 6 dudes come in with these little pigs, and the eyes are out with tomatoes in there. They parade around the room with the pigs. I'm like, oh, shit. Well, all right, I guess I'll just man up to the pork. It's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't even serve the pig. They serve you pig skin.
What?
Booyah.
So you don't even get the pork.
I got a slice, two slices of pig skin, like some like little rice patty.
Ooh.
Exactly.
What, do they throw the rest of the pig in the trash?
I don't know, man. That was
you Americans, you eat the actual pig. We eat the skin.
Nastiest shit ever seen. And then the next course is some funky-ass fish deal. Well, I like fish, and I love sushi, and I love Japanese food, but here this fish was mixed in with a curry or some shit? I don't know. And then they present the fish head on the table.
Oh.
While you're just sitting there eating this and it was nasty.
Oh, man.
The food was rough. So.
Yeah, but the food was rough, but yet from all of your pictures, like I mentioned in email to you, I saw how many KFC signs. It's like they love fucking KFC over there.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Hey, but it was like a month ago I went to, was it the 4040 Club in Manhattan?
Yeah,
that was nice.
Jay-Z's Club?
You should have come. I extended the invite, but you're bitch ass.
Man, I will take you up on that offer. I promise.
Had to go
and like I told you before, please don't stop offering me because I will take you up on one of those offers.
That was nice.
Fuck, I wanted to go. You took the little lady, right?
That's right. We had a good time. Got lit.
Yeah.
Even though Jay-Z's not fucking, he'd fucking rake you over the coals with the prices.
Oh, I bet.
Chicken fingers, and she had like a salad. We had like two or three drinks each. The bill came up fucking $95.
Booyah! Holy shit!
And of course,
I would expect that this is in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I would expect it to be a lot higher, you know, because cost of living and everything, but I wouldn't expect it that much for chicken fucking fingers.
So, of course, you know, of course, I was going to pre-drink it beforehand, so after those three drinks, I'm already drunk. I look at the bill, I'm like, fuck. So I was, since this is on a corporate deal, I was like, all right, well, fuck, here's a corporate card, and, you know, I'll tack on the 15 to 20% tip.
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, when I'm sober, I look at the receipt. Fucking Jay-Z, he throws down a 20% tip for his waitresses. And
already?
Into the receipt.
Oh, so you've topped him on top of that?
A 40% tip.
There's already a 20% gratuity tacked on, and you didn't see that on the bottom of the receipt.
No, man, that shit's buried.
Dope.
God damn, so I paid like $115 for chicken fingers.
Oh,
nice.
Shit. You gotta scan that receipt and frame it or something and send that an email if you had it. That'd be great.
Oh,
chicken
God.
Fingers, two God, drinks, $115.
And it's funny. When you both went there, it sort of made us feel like VIPs. So,
yeah.
So my girl, she's all excited. She's like, oh, man, you must know somebody here. Ben, this is so nice. You know, as soon as we came in, they quickly grabbed us. They put us in this little VIP section. They're serving us. And the club is probably like, I don't know, probably like 400, 500 people there. But it's,
yep.
It's like we were literally like the only white people there. So as soon as like the door person saw us, quickly grabbed us and put us like in the corner somewhere else. Like, okay, nice.
Oh, shit. That's a little weird.
Yeah, it was a little weird. So she's like, yeah, man, you must be VIP. I'm like, well, I don't think the doorman was thinking that.
That's classic.
Yeah, so. There's my preamble for you.
Well, you guys were there for what, a weekend?
Yeah.
See, I live vicariously through your stories, though, so I really. Otherwise, I got nothing to say.
Oh, please, that's not true.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, when you travel the world, I mean, you see some exciting stuff, so that's pretty cool, man.
Please. Yeah, so,
what's up
with that boy saying that email?
What do you mean, the guy with 40? Yeah. You're going back to that?
I am. Is there anything else going on the site?
No. The guy, like I said, anybody out there can send us a 40 of OE Ice 800. Be much appreciated, but he's going to feature our show in his magazine. He runs he's an editor of a magazine in Southern Ohio, I guess, and it's some sort of rock magazine or some bullshit. And if he's listening out there, no disrespect, but feature us in the article, man. We're doing our best to try to find that 40 for you. So he's just going to put the show out there, and hopefully we get some more listeners out of it. You know, maybe we pick up a couple sponsors or something that can pick up our beer tab, and then we can actually schedule this once a week. Any malt liquor companies out there, we love Colt 45. Old English.
Any malt liquor companies listening?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we had a corporate sponsor.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Who was our last corp? Oh, that's right.
Career Innovation.
That's right.
I
remember we had that
for you.
and I swung and missed.
Yeah, pretty much.
But sorry. You don't want to know anything about the game.
Yeah.
You know, as I get drunk, I'm going to want to throw stuff out.
Yeah, you see that.
We got the Detroit Pistons basketball game going on up here, and we're both fans, so trying to watch that game right now. Hopefully, clinch.
So
and move on.
So how's work for you?
Come on, it's work. You know, it's still sitting there in the cubicle doing the life. It sounds depressing, doesn't it?
Hey,
every single day.
The funniest story you ever told me was like you're sitting in a cubicle and you saw that one woman walk by you with some food and she went in the door right near you.
Look, you're trying to get the stories out of me from work, but we got to dedicate a whole episode to some of my work stories.
You
but yeah. Now we got some pretty nasty people that work for me, and I don't know. It's amazing.
Story? You don't want to share.
God damn. You're really trying to get that story out of me. You're doing all the talking tonight.
I know.
Let me see. I don't have a. Okay, let's take a moment for station identification. And this is 40OunceReview.com, and I'm right now drinking my Colt 45, and I've talked all about it, but you haven't mentioned what 40 ounce of malt liquor you're drinking tonight, my friend.
See, now I feel bad because it's the old standby. It's the OE.
Oh, why is that bad? See, we just talked about him. We're trying to get those guys to be our sponsor. You're drinking OE 800. You're rocking the 8-ball. I have Colt 45. That's a true staple. So what was that? Just opening another bottle?
Don't you worry about that.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Little Hannes.
Don't you worry about those background sounds.
Never mind that moaning in the background.
Your mom will be okay.
Yeah. So we want to tell the listeners. Let's move on. I'll finish the work story for later. But we want to tell the listeners that tonight's show, as it started off a little boring because we are a little rusty, we do have a we're supposed to. We'll see if this thing actually pans out. We do have a guest caller tonight that
we will be patching in.
This is for anybody who watched VH1's The White Rapper Show. Tonight we have a guest caller who is a big fan of drinking malt liquor. She actually contacted us and wanted to be one of our guests on the show. Yeah. So this is Misfit. Misfit Dior, the White Rapper. And
look at you.
In a few minutes, we're going to try to contact her because we have a scheduled call-in with her and see if she can join us and talk about drinking her favorite 40s, what she's been up to, et cetera, et cetera. So,
you are just the super producer.
Yeah, that's what you think. But honestly, she contacted me on MySpace. Excuse me. Nice. And I had to get the gas out before we got on the phone with her. And she contacted me. And I don't know, she wants to plug some websites and what she's been doing lately and talk about 40, so we're always looking to take fine women and promote their shit, right?
There you go.
That's right. So would you classify her as fine or what?
No, she's very attractive.
She's attractive. I mean,
let's tickle bitties.
She's, oh yeah, jeez.
Let's take new bitties.
You know what? Before we get her on the phone, maybe we should let the listeners, I have one of her tracks here. Listen, You could take a listen to this. All listeners out there, again, this is Misfit. This is one of her tracks before we actually get her on the line.
Yeah, Misfit. Straight from the UK to the BK. Now I'm in the LA, my boy, show money. Yeah. Should go, I'll show you, baby.
All right, that's enough of that bullshit.
Straight from the UK for the BK. Is this for burger?
No, she's straight from the UK, now she's in the BK. She's in Brooklyn.
I thought she's at Burger King with a Happy Meal. Seriously, man.
Yeah, no. She's in Brooklyn. I think she lives in Bed-Stuy. I'm not even joking.
All right.
So we'll have to. I don't have a lot of information on her either. But yeah, see, that's a question right there. We needed some questions to ask her. And
the UK with the BK with the happy.
No. I think she's in the LA now or something like that. But yeah, Misfit. Everybody out there, she is a white rapper and she's British, and she's from London, England, and now living in Brooklyn. So she's from all over the place. So, yeah, maybe she's getting, you know, she's supposed to be doing some modeling work, and
there you go.
I guess, to quote her, she's been hustling since she's been 16 years old. So,
there you go.
All right, Misfit, this 40 is for you. So, what do you say? You want to give her a call or what? Are we drunk enough?
You're the man. You're the super producer.
Super producer, let me tell you. If this call goes as bad as this beginning of the show does, I don't think we're going to get anybody.
Wow.
To
bad
the next
bad
show.
Is the beginning of the show. Is that because I've been doing all the talking?
Yeah, the show's been a little slow today, man. I'm feeling a little rust.
Are you at all?
I'm
leading the charge. Is that why it's not going well?
You've been leading the charge because you've had a beer and a half before while I was doing all the setup work for the thing.
No lunch.
Shit. And no dinner?
Yet.
Nice.
You're like crazy after this.
Yeah, I had no dinner at all tonight myself, so I was banking on that, to be honest with you. I think I had a piece of cheese when I walked in the door, and that was it.
I had a handful of chips.
Right there. A fucking handful of chips. You can't eat like a pizza or bread or anything, man. That'll just soak it right up. That's not going to work.
That's no good. That's all right. That's not good for the listeners.
Not at all. All right. So let's give Misfit Dior. Dior, is that how you say it? Christian Dior?
His last name?
Your wife would know the designer.
Dior.
Dior, the fucking designer. Christian Dior? Okay. That's her nickname or her stage name.
I don't know. Wow.
Yeah, she's a performer.
I'm sorry. My mind is going to a different stage.
Oh, bad stage, yeah. Oh,
stage
damn,
three.
Right. She does
Alexis.
Have... Yes. Okay, let's move on. Let's give her a call, see if we can get this thing to work, because this isn't going that smooth. What do you think? Let's toss it up. Give me heads or tails on one of your bottle caps there. Heads, we call her cell phone. Tails, we call her home.
Who cares?
Fuck it. Cell phone first. Here we go. You want to do the talking or do you want me to do it?
You're the lead.
Oh, that's her real name. I got a real name, but I won't divulge that because she may not want that on there. Even though it's all over the internet. So what am I thinking?
Exactly.
All right, let's see here. All right, here we go.
Wow, dead air.
Nice. Turn that music down. That music now.
Hello?
Is this Misfit?
Yeah,
hey, this is 40 Ounce Review. This is Al calling from 40OunceReview.com.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. What's good with you?
That's good. I'm glad you took our call. We really appreciate it. Sorry for the shitty emails we were throwing back and forth to you.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So
we're just glad you could take our call. Yeah, I got on the conference here too, and the show with me is my partner. This is I'm Al, by the way, and Jason's on the other end.
Hey,
there.
What's up,
Bobby?
What's going on?
Hey, so Misfit, what do you? You know, we really appreciate you joining us on the show today.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. like I mentioned before, you know, we are we're an online podcast, and we're all about drinking 40 ounces of malt liquor, and I understand that you're a fan of doing the same.
Yeah, from time to time, I like the old 40 ounce, definitely. I like the old
So from time to time, is this one of those times or no?
I'm about to go ahead out in an hour to meet some of my friends, and I'm going to definitely be drinking some 40 ounces then.
There you go. Well, we appreciate your time. And you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Jason, the other co-host of the show, is drinking Old English straight up 8-ball tonight, too. So.
Oh, really? Oh, that's what's up.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
what's up. Again, we appreciate you on the show today. And, again, what we do, and I don't know if you got a chance to listen to our show, what we do is we rate our favorite. Tonight I'm drinking Colt 45. Jason's drinking a little 8-ball. And what we do is we rate our favorite 40 ounce at the end on a scale of 1 to 5 paper bags, brown paper bags.
That's so awesome. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. So definitely, you gotta when you go out with your friends tonight, your girlfriends or whatever, you send me an email and we'll post it on the website what you rated your 40 ounce
okay,
on a scale of 1 to 5.
I most definitely will.
There you go.
That's great. Yeah, remember, 5 being the best, all right?
Okay. 5 paper bags.
You tell us
five
if you like
paper bags is like really popping, right?
There you go.
Exactly. 5 paper bags is popping.
So what are your plans tonight?
I actually have some friends in town. They're like kind of David Beckham type, famous like soccer players in England, and they're out here. It's their first time in New York. So I have a friend of a friend who's like, oh, you got to take them out. So
there you go.
Where are you
guys going? Nice.
You're around town. We're going to go to, as you said, there's a little thing going on at the Maritime Hotel, and then I'm going to take them to a few other spots. I don't even know. I haven't been out in a minute because I've been so busy concentrating on my music and my album that I'm a bit out of touch with what clubs are popping on Thursdays, but I think Stereo is supposed to be popping on Thursday. So
you're out of touch.
Nice,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been working on my album. It's almost done. I think it's going great. Single's about to come out, like, is it next week or the week after? It's ready. It's just being mixed and mastered right now. I'm doing a shoot on Saturday for the single cover. The single's called My Dior, because of my love for Dior's. And then I have a new called Pay the Grip. There's a bit more crunk sounding. So that's a good list. I'm working on that. I've got some shows coming up. I'm going to be in Atlanta next week for Memorial Weekend. I've got a couple of shows lined up down there. And I'm working on.
You're going down south. Are you going to be visiting Shamrock at all?
Yeah,
I definitely am.
I spoke to him today, and we're definitely going to be up and hang out for Memorial Weekend. So that should be a good look.
Nice.
We actually both work with the same management company, so we talk a lot.
I visited your MySpace page for all the listeners out there who want to find out more information. Visit Misfits MySpace page at. It's got are those your latest singles that you're working on too?
Actually, that's not up yet because it's not being mastered yet, but it'll be up within the next week. I'm going to definitely launch it on MySpace first. But the address is myspace.com/MisfitDior.
There you go. Yeah, and we heard your collabo with Shamrock.
Oh, yeah.
You got that track up there.
We
could play a little bit of it too now for the listeners with you on the phone. Do you mind if we do that?
Oh, yeah, no, please do. Please do.
All right, here we go. We're going to play a little bit of that. Is that the wrong one? No, that's right. Yeah, my bad.
Choked on that one.
Yeah, I did choke on that one.
On the too short beat.
You've been drinking too much already.
Hold on. Yeah, that's right. So you got to understand that this is a drinking show, so we've already put down a couple.
Yellow, nice right now. I love to see that.
That's right. We're feeling nice. All right, here we go. This is the right one right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that it? All right.
Yeah, that's
the one. That's the one. Nice. Well, we like it. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's a little naughty, that one, right?
Yeah, that we like the naughty stuff, though, so that sounds good.
Yeah, all the boys like that one.
So let me see. Besides making music these days, what type of artists out there do you listen to on a regular basis? What kind of stuff right now is jumping for you?
Definitely Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Jim Jones and Jerrell Santana from Dipset, Ludacris.
Oh yeah, you're a big Jewel Santana fan. I forgot about that.
Yeah, everybody knows about my little story with Jewel. Yeah. So definitely them. Bombi, Pimp C, I like Too Short.
What about Little Nas?
What about who?
Nas.
Nas is popping. Like, I haven't listened to much of his stuff recently, but definitely, you know, his old stuff is definitely good. Jay-Z.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, still listening to Biggie and Tupac, but I'm feeling that Southern sound right now. I think that's just kind of popping. So.
Okay, nice. Yeah, you know, I noticed some of your pictures on your MySpace page. You know, you were repping the D, and that's actually where I'm calling you from. Is I'm in the D.
Oh, and, right. Okay, that's yep, my yep. second home. I love Detroit. That's my second home.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures there with you and Proof and stuff. And
yeah,
and I was reading about some of your, you know, how he was your biggest influence and stuff like that. And
how'd you guys meet?
Definitely, he's on my mentor. We actually met back, I think it was like 98, 99, when it was his first trip to London. It was the equivalent to the Grammys over here. We had the Brit Awards in England, and okay. It was at the Brit Awards after party. We was just wilding out. M had his own little marquee room, so I was in there with some of my friends, and we just kind of went and hung out, and then we just like clicked. From then, we've been close ever since. He gave me the name Misfit. He pretty much taught me most of my rapping skills. So that's
nice.
So he's definitely my mentor. Very good.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, I was going to say, do you want to Misfit? Have you been to Jay-Z's 4040 Club at all?
Jay-Z's 4040 Club?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one in New York.
They're in Manhattan? The one in Manhattan?
Yeah, they're in Atlantic City, too, but I haven't been to that one. Right. I've been to the one in New York.
Nice. Yeah, Jason was just out in New York. What was it, a few weeks ago? You were there?
Four weeks or so ago, I went there.
Oh, nice. You went to 4040?
Yeah, the first time there. Yeah. That was real cool. Nice.
Yeah, of course, Jay wasn't there, was he?
What's that?
Of course, Jay-Z wasn't there, though, was he?
Yeah, he's not there a lot of the time. There has to be a special event for him and Beyonce, I guess, the world through. I've been there many times before. I haven't seen him yet either. So.
Well, nice. The life of the mogul.
All right.
I just said the life of a mogul.
Exactly right. I'm sure he's all over the place. Got his name branded on a lot of different products and venues. You can't do all of them at once, I guess.
Very
nice. Well, yeah. we don't want to take up too much more of your time. Unless Jason, do you have any specific questions you want to ask Misfit right now?
Yeah, about the show.
Of course he does.
Are there any insights or any dirt you can pull up? You know. One thing I was checking out, you know, also being from Detroit, as just like with Al, is how you visited the hip hop shop and you met.
Well, she didn't get to go to the hip hop shop, actually. Yeah, no, she was.
Right. Oh, that's right. Now it's some bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, the D is your second home, but unfortunately, you got cut early and you couldn't actually make it out to the D to go to the hip hop shop and whatnot.
Nah. That would have been crazy if I'd have been out in the D, because I know so many people out there. I'd be like, oh, shit, what are you doing?
I was rooting for you, too. I was rooting for you to actually be able to come out to the D, but, you know.
Oh, thank you.
I'm
glad I left when I did, because it wasn't really how I thought it would be. I mean, I didn't really know what I was going to be in for. I didn't audition for the show or anything. I kind of just came off the back, like, last minute, added onto the cast. But, when I got there, I don't know, it was kind of weird. They from MySpace. Well, actually, I had a friend that worked on the show, and he showed them my MySpace page. And I was like, oh yeah, we gotta have her on the show.
Yeah, definitely. So, what do you think about Search? I mean, working with Search.
It was kind of he's cool. That's that's my people's now. He's mad cool. Like I didn't really speak to him so much on the show, but now we're cool. We speak a fair amount. So.
Oh, all right, straight.
Definitely cool. They're doing like a season two, so I guess the show went well.
Yeah, definitely.
They're doing all right, but it would be fun if I'd been out in Detroit for the show. But like I said, it was kind of glad I left when I did.
Yeah.
It was a little crazy. It was kind of like being in like a hip hop boot camp. I'm not used to being told what to do and stuff. Like I've lived on my own for so long and I'm very independent, and then to be told like what time like to get up and when to talk and not to talk, and today we're going to do this, and it's like,
Oh, wow.
Plus, I'm not used to not having my sidekick with me, my laptop. Like, I was like a lost little lamb without that. Like, oh, shit, I can't, I am nobody. So it was a little crazy. I was, like, getting cold turkey from being away from my sidekick.
Nice. Go ahead, Jason.
So is there any animosity between anybody else on the show?
Persia, right?
Maybe Persia, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. She's tripping. She got some issues with me. I don't know why. Actually, I kind of know why, because some T-shirt I wore that said that bitch on it. So
yeah.
I wanted to be yelling that bitch. We thought it's a little crazy. It's not even like it's so pathetic. It's not even worth talking about. But she was bugging about it. kissed me. I just sat back. She had all her friends with me, too. It was like, whatever.
Yeah, but that's part of the game, you know?
So, exactly. I guess she wanted some more attention. But it's cool. You know, the more she talked about it, the more she like she's my street team. She gave me more promotion, so...
Nice.
Go ahead. Keep talking about me.
Again, you want to find out more about Misfit, you can visit her on her MySpace page or at misfit.uk.com, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, because I visited that page today. You're still the site is still under a little development, right?
Yeah, I'm having a whole new makeover done, so it's a little bit boring right now. My website's designer is on the case. He said it should be up by the end of the month, so okay. I'm hoping he's not late with it.
and you're out in Brooklyn right now, right?
Yeah, I've been here for like the past 4 years.
Okay.
So this is Brooklyn's pretty much home now. Like I don't really miss London. I might go back there one day for vacation, but I think I'm staying here for the moment.
Okay.
When does your CD come out?
The single's dropping in 2 weeks. And next week, Memorial Weekend, right? I'm dropping it Memorial Weekend. So it should be out next week. And then the album should be out about a month after that.
Oh, nice.
So definitely. I mean, I have a book coming out. I have my own champagne coming out. I have a T-shirt line coming out. So I'm very busy at the moment.
Rewind there. Your own champagne.
I have someone backing me wants me to launch my own Misfit Pink Champagne.
I'm nice.
any way to make some bread, huh?
Nice.
I'm trying to be like Jay-Z, a mogul like Jay-Z, you know.
That's right.
Own champagne and clothing line. There you go. Very impressive.
Well, definitely.
I'm all for it.
Definitely.
But yeah, definitely. But yeah, definitely everyone highlight me on my face. And see up my upcoming shows and the single and everything. So.
Sweet. All right. Well, you got any other questions, Jason?
Nope.
All right. Well, hopefully the show, hopefully we get a few more listeners and people, you know, definitely promo the show on your website a little bit. And we'll definitely be talking about you on our websites and on MySpace and our website, 40OunceReview.com. And hopefully we can get out there and purchase Misfit's new album when it hits in a couple months or so, you said, right?
Yeah. I'll send you guys a copy as well.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. And if you're ever, you know, I know you're going out with some friends tonight, but if you're ever in the mood to participate in the show again and drink a 40 with us, hopefully.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll get a couple of my homegirls together. We can all get drunk and talk shit.
That's right. And then, because we have an hour show.
You're just saying that, but it's not going to happen.
Right?
You're just saying that, but you know damn well it's not going to happen.
Hey, that might happen.
And I'm definitely gonna get. I'm gonna round up my girls. I'm gonna call you back. You know, have time for some.
All right. We'll see now.
For some drunk talk.
There you go. You've got our email address, so you let us know when you're ready, definitely. And we'll hook up another show and do a little drunk talk.
I would have got drunk tonight, but I went out Tuesday night and I only had 3 glasses of champagne and I had the worst hangover yesterday. I don't know, I just can't handle my liquor anymore. I think it's just the champagne. I got to stick to 40 ounces, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the problem is, whose champagne was
it? It was actually Chris Dow. I thought that would have been good. That's supposed to be good money, right? But it definitely wasn't the Misfit champagne, I'm telling you.
There you go.
When the Misfit champagne comes out, we want a bottle of that, too, because we'll review that.
Hell yeah.
We'll review that on the 40-ounce review.
Okay, I might as well do a Misfit 40-ounce as well, right?
That's right. You might as well do a Misfit 40-ounce.
Yeah, I do that.
So, but anyways, before we let you go, you want to plug your website again for everybody out there?
Yeah, definitely. Holla at me, misfit.uk.com, and the MySpace is myspace.com/misfitdior.
All right. Well, we appreciate
it. Definitely holla at your girl. Thank you so much for having me. You guys have been fun.
Yeah, we appreciate having you on the show.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Take care.
All right,
Jackson, all right.
Bye.
All right, baby.
See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, she's gone. How did it go, man?
Nice ending. Okay, yeah, she's gone. Well, see, the problem is she's sober. And the second problem is that that's the first guest.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, we want to thank her because she'll probably end up listening back to the show. So thanks, Misfit, for joining us on the call. And we'll definitely tell people to get out there and listen to the single and your album and whatnot. But, you know, Misfit, she's a looker, so check out her MySpace page, and you guys out there, you'll probably appreciate it. But, no, she was a pretty good call, wasn't she?
No,
yeah, for our guest. I mean, damn, she sounds like the mogul. What the hell are we doing? She's got a fucking – her own shit. You caught that. I did not catch that. Her own champagne coming out. Other than us talking over each other, I thought the interview went pretty well.
See, we're both so excited.
Yeah, I know. You weren't excited at first, and all of a sudden you started jumping in there, and I didn't know whether you wanted to say stuff, but I don't know. Misfit was a good call, and she was patient with us for our first caller. So, hey, we're a young podcast here.
Well, again, the only problem.
Yeah, well, the other problem, we're shaking off the rust. In the first show, we're shaking off the rust. We got a caller, so screwed up the whole plan.
Please. And, rust.
You know what, shakes off the rust?
There's no rust.
Shakes off the rust is taking a swig of this 40 ounce.
See, my other concern about her, too, is that, you know, near the end, she said, well, you know, I had like two glasses and I was drunk. Yeah, when she first started off, oh, yeah, I plan to have a 40 tonight.
Yeah, that shit's not going to happen. You never know, you know? So I want that bottle of champagne, though.
I
definitely want that bottle of Misfit champagne. That's great. What the hell
Champagne?
What the hell are we doing, man? Let's put out a 40-ounce review 40-ounce. Oh, man, that's putting ideas in my head. That could happen.
What's that?
Put out our own little microbrew of 40-ouncers?
Weren't you all hyped up about buying some?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You can definitely homebrew. And if we homebrew and I homebrew into 40-ounce bottles rather than regular beer bottles, that might be a nice little venture.
Shit,
well, of course it is, but it's also about you got to get a following first, too. Somebody's got to like the shit. It can't be pure piss in a bottle. But I don't know, man. So the next time Misfit comes to the D, listen, Misfit, next time you come to the D, you got to hook us up. We'll do a live show at a bar or something like that, and I'll even have Jason fly in from Miami to join us up there for the show.
Yeah.
I'm coming down. I'm getting excited. We had some warm weather up here, so, you know, it was pretty similar, so I won't be white as a ghost. What's that?
61 degrees?
Fuck no, it was like 85.
61 degrees?
But yeah, today it was 58, so, you know, it's Michigan. It was 85 yesterday and 58 today, so. But, no, I mean, I'm not going to be white as a ghost when I come down there, which is nice, you know? I'm going to have like a fucking tan, so I'm definitely looking forward to coming down and enjoying the weather.
So you still planning to get that tattoo?
I want to, but I doubt if I could afford it, number one. And number two, I doubt if I could get in. But
really, is there a big wait?
Well, I know there's a big wait if you want to get on the show, but they have their shop open all the time. I can imagine there's got to be a boatload of people, because people fly from all over the country to get tattooed by them. Because even before they had the show, those guys that are all on the show, they're like world renowned tattoo artists. So, you know, all sorts of people. They just got together on the show, and now there's like five of them that are work there together. But I saw that bar. They had an episode of that bar, that Love and Hate or Love Hate bar. So I'm going to check it out. I saw it on TV, and I was like, damn.
Oh, so wait. So I first tell you about it and say you should go. You're like, we'll see. And then you see it on TV. Oh,
no,
yeah,
well, you caught me in a bad
nice.
Mood. But when I saw them build the bar and stuff, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know?
Okay. Okay, so my word doesn't mean shit, but
yes.
It's on TV.
You got it. So how far are you through your 40-ounce?
About 20%.
All right, I got to peel off this brown paper bag here. Fucking thing. I love it during the interview. We're having, you know, Misfit, you don't know much about us, but we're a small podcast, and I love that we're hosting the interview and my dog's barking in the background and shit like that. Nice. Yeah, I'm about 50% through.
You're the only one here.
God damn.
Really?
You didn't hear that? Good.
Ugh. I fucking bitch.
So yeah, no. Remember, I'll be down there on a Saturday, and
good.
Yeah. But listen, I'll be down there on a Saturday, and I meant to talk to you about that. It's just like, I know you guys have to work. Like, we're gonna be there till Wednesday, Saturday to Wednesday. So,
well,
I you know, if you want to hook up with us Saturday night when we get down there, or because Sunday night through Wednesday is going to be a bitch for you guys.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well,
let me know.
Yeah, I'm flexible. I'm worried about. I know you're in the area because you could always probably sleep in your office if you had to. But what about Sally? She's got like, or nice. The wife, I should say. Don't drop in names. Anyways. So come on, man, move the show along. What else? What do you got to talk about,
Tony? Shit, ask me any questions.
Nice.
What's our question? I'm out in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. You were there too. Shit, and you didn't stay for the game. And the game was.
Oh, that sucked ass. I saw the first three quarters, but anyway. So we came from Hong Kong, went to Chicago on Friday, and I've been, and I just love Chicago. So I was not in the mood to go to bed after that. Fuck. That 20.
That brutal.
Flight.
Seriously, tell me about that for a second. Back up.
17. See, there you go. Yeah, it's cool, like it's the first time ever I've been on one of those double decker flights. It's like
is there like a bar in the plane?
Of it. Yeah, no. Oh, that's right. No, there isn't. Because I always had the in my head. I always thought the top floor was like a bar.
I thought that too.
Couches. You start chill, watch TV. Yeah, it's not like that at all.
Yeah, this isn't Soul Plane with Snoop Dogg.
Shit. And Tom Arnold, your boy Tom.
Yeah, I saw that.
They get up there. There's like 40 seats, and they all like recline like way the fuck back. Like, so you're almost laying down.
Okay. Well, that's nice. At least you get to sleep.
Yeah, it's not cool. I mean, they give you drinks, but it's such a long fucking flight. You really don't want to get lit and stay up. So I think I like two drinks, and then I just passed out, and everybody's like popping Ambien
really?
And stuff. Sort of 3 hours in a flight, they turn off the lights, they close all the windows, and you're out for the majority. And when there's an hour and a half to go before you land, then they turn the lights and they try to get you up and they give you food. So it's all right. As long as you pop pills,
Did you pop pills? Fuck, yeah. Did you get a prescription for Ambien, or you took the wife's prescription?
Yeah, she had some. So I had some on the way down. I passed out. On the way back, I was the same way. I passed out.
Wow, man. I seriously, I don't think I could do it. I mean, I can't even make a flight from Detroit to L.A. I
know. No, I agree with you. Because if I did a flight to L.A. or New York or whatever, I get all restless after a while. But again, you're sitting on a cot. It's like you lay all the way back. I mean, there's a ton of room. Like, there's nothing else to do. But
did you guys bring laptops or anything or iPods to listen to or?
I did. You never. And I had a ton of Howard Sterns on my iPod, but I only listened to like one episode. Never that. Again, you just go to sleep. It really isn't that bad.
Wow.
But anyways, so we landed in Chicago like after that, 20 hours in the air and all that shit. We just like hit the bar strong for two nights. Like we. Because we're still in Hong Kong time, so we went to bed like at 4:30, 5 o'clock every day, just plowed. Good times. So we're just bar hopping in Chicago and all that. We went to the same place we took you, that fucking place. That fucking hole.
Yeah, you went there, though? Was the shower still there?
Went there. Funny. No. They fucking plastered the wall. So the shower is probably still there, but the place is so goddamn cheap. They put some, like, plaster over the shower door. So
did you guys miss it like you're thinking about moving back kind of thing? No, I know. I don't mean you're contemplating moving back because of a visit, but did you miss it where you said, yeah, we could live here again, kind of?
Our goal is, to visit there once a month and, don't own.
Oh, that would be nice.
There. But to live there full time.
Really?
I don't know.
I could see you living there, though. But like you said, you like it so much.
Oh, I know. Oh, we love it, but I mean, I'm sorry, but we're just so used to this muggy weather.
That's got to be hard to get. Give up.
Yeah. So. We shall.
Southern Fort Lauderdale, Miami weather is good stuff, I'm sure. Over Christmas and all that, right?
There you go. Yeah. That's right. So I'm back to.
No. Let's. Hold on. I had a question to ask you. Let's not do that. I'm trying to think of Not tonight, at least. I'm trying to think, what was I going to ask you about Chicago when you were there?
You want some more boring-ass travel?
No. Oh, I'm not trying to go segue into another show, but while you were out, I know you listened. You said you had a bunch of Stearns loaded on your iPod. You missed some good shit. Oh, just two things. I'm not going to get into the shows. Artie hit over 300 pounds. Official, yes, official. And finally it happened. Richard licked Sal's balls for 10
Serious?
Seconds. Artie paid him $5,000 cash to lick Sal
10 seconds.
He had to take his tongue like a cat and lick his nutsack.
Do you know how long 10 seconds
he
is?
He fucking teabagged him, and he licked it for 10 seconds, up and down, and they fucking callers were calling in. It was the greatest show ever. It was the greatest show.
Okay, right now, starts for 10 seconds. You can keep
Isn't
talking,
that nuts?
You're just licking, licking,
yeah.
Licking, licking, licking.
He fucking did it, and Artie was like, they fucking straight up said, no dude, way. You're gay. You're flat out gay. And he's like, no, whatever. So the next day, Artie said, I'll pay you 20 grand. 20 grand.
He must be
He
broke
just said, I'll
shit.
Pay you 20 grand if you stick
me,
Sal's penis head in your mouth, on your tongue for 10 seconds. He didn't do it. I know. Right. Well, he didn't object to it. They just never got around to it. So I just want to let you know, man, when you got to go back and, oof, there's some good shows.
He licked his. Yeah, there's no way. No way.
So, yeah, you miss some good shows, man, because you've heard that. What's that one guy? That who's the gay guy? The guy who calls in, who's got the kids. He's I'm a gay papa. You ever heard that song?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've heard that a million times.
Well, yeah, now they've had
Martha Ray's husband.
Who's Martha Ray's husband, that's right. Well, they've had bands now, like kind of like American Idol, call in and try to do a rendition to the song "I'm a Gay Papa." Yeah. So bands have called in and have now Sal's a Gay Papa.
So they paid Richard $5,000,
and they gave Sal a grand.
Wow. Okay. So here's my question to you: How much would you do?
No,
it?
I wouldn't would
you
do it.
$1 million?
I fucking wouldn't do it, man. That's bullshit. I just wouldn't do it. Seriously.
$5 million.
All right, we're getting to this. We're getting to these questions. No fucking way, man. Come on. I got some pride. Got some pride.
Okay, how about this? $5 million, it's not on the radio. No.
Yeah, $5 million, it's not on the radio, but it's on the fucking podcast.
No. Like, it's behind closed doors. No one know about it. $5 million.
No fucking way. Would you? It's being taped on the podcast, man.
$5 million, man. I got student loans up the ass.
I love you're thinking about the student loans.
Hell
you're
yeah,
whoring yourself out for the student loans.
I have those student loans till I'm 60.
Oh, shit. Well, I know. No shit. Most of us will be.
I'll be pay that off and I have a fucking mansion.
God damn. I know, I can't imagine, man. You more than me.
Oof. $5 million. Oh, shit.
Fucking a millionaire instantly for 10 seconds. Nah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're good for the rest of your life. You're good for the rest of your life if you don't live like crazy.
Fuck yeah. If you live a normal life, you're good for your rest of your life on a million even if you want. If you're just normal.
Seconds.
You invested it, you know.
For 10 seconds. 10 seconds. You're good for the rest of your life.
Dude, that's you, man. It's all on you. Don't even go down that path. I'm not even going to visit it. I'll pay the student loans.
I'm going down that path.
Wow. All right, you have that. People, we have it on record. He's going down the path. Jason's a gay papa. All right,
what is your price?
I can't even tell you, man.
20 million?
I can't even tell you.
If you say no to $20
million. No, there's one of those things that you just have to – you're pulling the old question. People do this for years. I mean, we've talked about this since you were kids. And
all right, $20 million?
You can't
– Well.
You can't talk about it. You just – I couldn't do it.
Well, maybe you've been talking about licking balls since you're a kid, but I –
Cock balls.
$20 million.
Oh, people talk about that, you know, and there's no fucking way.
Would you?
No fucking way.
Yes or no? For $20 million.
You're giving me...
$20 million.
To lick somebody's nutsack? I couldn't do it.
Shit. For $20
million? Couldn't
do it. Done and done.
Done and done, huh?
Hell yeah. I mean, that's like generational money. You can give that money to your kids, grandkids further on. 10 seconds of your life.
$20 million. Listen,
that's fucking tartar sauce.
$20 million. Now listen,
oh,
wait.
Yeah.
$20 million. You fucking other girl, other than your wife, without your wife's approval. And she knows she knows the $20 million's in there, and she fucking disapproves of it.
Yep.
You do it.
Done. Oh yeah.
So you just risk your wife's gone.
Oh, I know. It's time to upgrade because I have $20 million.
Damn, man, that's harsh. That's on tape.
$20 million. You want to do it?
That's brutal, man.
I feel like you have.
Damn, I got some standards. Think
broke ass.
I have to think
$20 million.
I don't know, man.
I mean, your grandkids will be pissed.
$5 million
doing it.
Oh, my grandkids. $5 million. You won't have grandkids with this fucking. Your wife's gone.
It's 10 seconds. As I said,
your grandkids won't be pissed.
It'd be hard at first, but then I'd move on.
You're lucky she's not listening to this one.
Sure.
That's right. Oh, she listens to it at work after I put it on the web. Nice.
You turned on $20 million.
I don't know. So, anyways, we're babbling now, man. We've talked about that for like 10 minutes, but it's like 52 minutes into the podcast, and we have an hour podcast. So, I'm getting close to the head right now of my 40 ounce, and wouldn't that be a bitch if the show didn't tape because I'm using all this new software and stuff? Yeah, we'd have to call Misfit back.
And I'm sure she'd
I'm
answer.
Sure she would too, but you know, just for future reference, did you hear when she answered the phone? Misfit, no offense, but when you answered the phone, you sounded a little brutal, like, who the fuck is this calling me? And then,
I mean, who the fuck is this paging me at 5:46
in
the morning, crack of dawn?
Now I'm yawning.
Wipe the tears from my
That's
eye.
That's right. See, who's this paging me and why? Damn.
Who's this paging me?
I know, and it's like, beep, beep, beep. It's like Sky Pager.
What's the Ice Cube song we're talking about?
This Bechdel's move to Sky Pager.
That's right, like Sky Pager. So
I love
better.
That he says, "Fuck Bechdel."
Why does he have so much hatred towards Bechdel?
I know. Now you think about it, you're right. Why did he have so much fucking hatred to Bechdel? Bechdel's
fuck Sprint. Oof to MCI.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like a product endorsement.
You know what? For us, we didn't know what fucking Bechdel was. You know, it was out west. It was like whatever, and so was Sky Pager, but it sounded cool. But you're right. It's now you think about it. With everybody knows everything, it's like fuck AT&T. Move to fucking MCI. Like what?
Yeah. All right. Remember back in the day, like Hammer, he get busted for selling that popcorn shrimp. I'm sorry, popcorn chicken from KFC.
What? Popcorn chicken's only new, like 5 years ago.
No.
Maybe it was from Popeyes.
No. I remember the commercial. It was Hammer and his boy with that funky ass hair.
MC
Big Pant. I don't know what the fuck his name was. And they're both in front of a KFC.
Big MC.
No. He was skinny, but he had that hair.
Do you remember Too Big MC? I'm sorry. Yeah, started out.
This mother.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. No, but his other boy, like he had that really flat hair in the front, but when it was like a foot off his
head.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He and Hammer in front of a KFC, and they started like raising up. Remember that? Because the popcorn chicken was so light.
Fuck no. Oh, that's right. They were dancing in the air?
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that.
And they caught so much flack for being, for being rappers and doing that corporate shit. And I remember like a few months later, showing my age, fucking Cube did something for, oh, God. Well, it wasn't Sega. Xbox?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? He had some game system in his hand, looking all hard at the Raiders head, pointing to it.
You know, I really don't.
Oh, well.
We're babbling now. liquor's kicking in.
I'm just saying how it's so commonplace now. And yes, the liquor is kicking in.
Yeah, it's kicking in. Oh, fuck. Sorry, man, I'm watching the game.
Shut up. You're such an asshole. Fucking TiVo in this bitch.
Yeah, dude.
That's right. I told you before.
Do you want to know where it's at in the game?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't know anything.
No,
I don't hear anything.
But I'm not talking score.
Nothing. No.
I mean,
I don't hear a damn word. Nothing.
I'm talking about, is it first half or second half?
No, nothing.
You don't even want to know what half it's in. What?
No, I'm telling you right now, I don't hear a damn word about it.
Like, not even a half.
No, nothing.
Fuck.
Do I have to spell it out for you? Nothing.
You don't even want to.
And nothing.
First
nothing,
quarter.
Nothing.
Nothing like that.
Nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G.
Okay, listeners out there, we know where Jason's spot is here. We can't tell him when he's TiVoing a basketball game where the fucking thing's at.
And you're making fun of me for being drunk. You're like, oh, damn, do I know where it's at? No. I'll tell you, no. Where's it at?
No sense. No. You just sound drunk and belligerent, man. And we're arguing.
I told you. Makes it more fun.
Oh, yeah, hold on, I gotta check. I'm checking the baseball score, okay? Relax. Just listen, I'm checking the baseball score. Fuck, Tigers lost again. God damn.
I guess Red Sox about that.
Red Sox, Tigers. So, yeah, man, I'm planning, okay, you know, we're hitting a 60-minute mark here. So, we're planning a couple.
You seem so eager for that 60-minute mark.
What? Well, that's the cutoff, man. The listeners know that we got 4 minutes before the 60-minute mark, and that's our cutoff. And I'm at the head of my 40-ounce. And you know what? What is that to say that when you talk and bullshit with one of your friends that you actually – it takes an hour to drink a 40? That's pretty fucked up. I should be on 2 40s.
Well, that's true because most of the time you spent babbling like me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So – but – no. I was saying, yeah, I got a long summer ahead of me road trips.
Is there really a wee discussion here?
Yeah, there is. But no, so we're going to do that, and I'm trying to
know your priorities.
Alcoholic, been there, done that?
I'll just stick with that one.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that it gets all quiet, and you got music playing in the background, and I can fucking hear it.
I'm sorry, man, but you just boring the shit out of me.
Is that playing through your headphones?
Yeah, it is.
I can hear it through the mic. The mic's picking it up.
Sorry, I hope it's not too loud.
No, it's not bad, but here we go. I'm. You don't want to know anything about the game before I do this.
No, bitch. How many times did I say
it? I just love teasing you about it, man.
See, when I'm drunk, I talk too much. When you're drunk, you start instigating.
I do. I fucking love instigating. Fucking love it.
We each have our weaknesses.
Where's Misfit now when we need you? Misfit, you probably stopped listening, but we want you fucking now on when we can instigate.
Yeah, she's been drinking 8-ball with her girls.
Or, no, it was a bunch of dudes coming in from England who'd never been in New York.
That's great.
Yeah, a soccer team or some bullshit.
The whole team.
That's what she said, right, Miss?
Exactly.
All right. Anyways, here we go. I'm killing this 40 ounce. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Fucking choke on it like I did that one episode. Here we go.
The whole team's flying to see that. Nice.
Oh. God damn. Ugh. Never changes with a 40, man, especially when it takes an hour to drink, motherfucker. I'm starting to get drunk, start cussing. Everybody knows that about me. When I start drinking, I start cussing more and don't give a not giving a fuck about anything.
All right, well, as soon as you come down to the MIA, I'm going to get you really fucked up. You and your girl.
That's right. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do my 40-ounce review podcast of a Colt 45 again, and I'm not going back on any of my episodes. I know it's a repeat, everybody out there, but it's been so long, so let's do this. 40-ounce review, Colt 45 for Al. I give it a 4 out of 5 bags. It is not shit. I give it a 4.5 bags out of 5. It is a classic. It's a staple, and it really fucks you up. It's a good malt liquor to drink. Solid. Jason, OE 800, 8-ball.
Oh man,
spit that shit, bitch.
Look at you talking shit. It's still the quintessential. If you're getting drunk, if you're hitting with the 40, that's the best there is. Used to be used to be St. Ives, but no longer. Shit. St. Ives lost that title about 5 years ago, so shit, probably 10 years ago. It's OE, so that's a top of the line 40. If we're doing five bags it is.
All right, so you gave the OE a 5. I gave the Rock the Cold 45 a 4.5. That's pretty hard to beat. And for Jason and Al, this was 40 Ounce Review, show number 6. Enjoy, and we'll see you on the 7th show. Hopefully next week, right?
Yach.
Let's do it, right?
All right, sounds good.
I'm out.
See ya.
Say bouncing all up in your face. Call me Misfit, the hottest British bitch. So full for quick when I switch my hips. Yeah, boy, I got that power. I got my toys when I'm in the shower. Playing with my flowers, you hear me scream. Yeah, put it there so we make a good scene. I want a man that can lay me down. Pick me up and flip me around. I tell you how I want it, daddy, do it like that. Do a nice slap as you hit it from the back. Wrap my cheeks as you push it in deep. I'm having you weak.
Let me see a peace drop. Misfit Sham on a track, that's a heat rock. Every time the beat drop, let me see a C drop. Here go to EXO, stop taking she shots. Take it to the head, we can hear when you want to. Tell me what you want to, I'll tell you what you gon' do. Whisper in my ear like a yin yang. Got me all worked up, ready for the thing. Yeah, I got you in the A, it's about to go down. In the back of the club, oh, I'm on where we found. Something about your style, get your boy on hold. But that money too short, girl, my pockets on swole. If you really wanna roll, we could go get in the tunnel. Come up on an AJ, he'll bring up the